Hey everyone, it's Andrew. You're going to hear Michael's voice in a minute, but we wanted to let you know that we recorded this podcast before the events of June 12th in Orlando. So make sure to check out our Facebook and Twitter for all the most up-to-date information about the shooting, and no matter where you fall on the political spectrum, make sure to hug someone you love tonight.
Bonjour! Hey, it's the Lopez Party. You have found it, my French brothers and sisters on the internet. Hey, it's Michael Loftus. This is a crazy episode of the Loftus Party. This one's nuts. I did this debate recently. We're going to play that for you. You got to check this out. But I would be remiss in my duties if I didn't cover a little bit of news. So here's the deal. Last week, I talked how I kind of turned a corner about how the violence against the Trump supporters, that's too much. I can't handle that. When people get beat up in the streets for believing a different political ideology. Okay, so then after that, Trump says he can't get a fair trial out of this judge because the judge is Mexican. And everybody's like, whoa, slow down, racist. And then let's just start with the racist. He's a racist. And then you point out that Supreme Court Justice Sotomayor, she came out and she's like, hey, a wise Latina would find it this way. A wise Latina. And I guess that was cool. That was cool when she was going to be a Supreme Court. There's nothing racist about saying that a white person and a Latina would have two different outcomes on the same case. That's just cool. But when Trump says it, he's a horrible racist. So my friends, I have a lot of like never Trump friends. And I think they don't see how I can back up Donald Trump. Well, here's how. He won the majority of the votes, and he's the guy who's running against Hillary Clinton, right? Now, if that changes, I will change my vote, because right now I look at it this way. Either the Democratic person's going to win or the Republican person's going to win. So it looks like it's going to be Hillary versus Donald, right? So I'm going to do my best to circle my political wagon behind Donald Trump. And when people accuse somebody of being a racist, that's a big deal. That's a very big deal to me. So then I start digging through, right? You got the Supreme Court Justice Sotomayor, that whole thing. And then the judge is part of this lawyers group called La Raza. Now, the first thing everybody wants to say to you is like, it's not the same La Raza. It's a different La Raza. And I'm like, I get it. I get it 100%. And then I want to say to them, what the fuck does La Raza mean? La Raza means the race. Okay, so if you're a judge and you're part of a group called the race, I think maybe you might be a little impartial to people who are not part of the race. Like if you're a black dude and the judge is the member of the KKK, but it's not that KKK. He belongs to Kathy's Country Kitchen. They just call it KKK for short because it's country and they spell everything with K's. I don't think you're going to want that judge to be. So anyway, this is breaking news. This just came out that the founder of it's the other La Raza. This is the good La Raza. Like you've got the bad, the race, and you got the lawyers, the race. Well, the Lawyers Association that the judge belongs to was co-founded by a dude. The co-founder was Mario Obledo, and he wanted to. I gotta read this. He publicly bragged about Hispanics taking over California and all of the state's governmental institutions, and insisted that whites should go back to Europe. Okay, I think that's a little racist. And if the judge, this is so funny to me. That like Trump, the very first thing he ever said is like, I'm going to build a wall to keep out the illegal aliens. I'm going to build a wall. And they're like, hey, dude, all the Mexicans are going to hate you. Hey, Donald Trump, all the Mexicans are going to hate you. And he's like, I don't care. I'm going to build the wall. And then he goes, I think this judge might not like me. And they're like, why not? And he's like, well, he's a Mexican. And like you said, they all hate me. And they're like, you racist. It's like. You said they'd all hate me, and now I'm agreeing with you. I think they all hate me. You're a racist. It's too funny. Okay, so that happened. So I don't believe Donald Trump is a racist at all. I think there is a judge who is a member of La Raza or what. And then they'll go, he was a member. He quit. I don't care. I don't care. Did he quit after the first day? Did he go in there and go, oh, it's that La Raza? No, he stuck around. He hit the buffet. He went to a couple meetings. And then he probably thought, you know, and I can't be a part of this thing. It's going to look bad. Somebody's going to accuse me of being racist. So anyway, I'm back in Donald Trump because he's the nominee. Is he perfect? No. Go to the YouTube channel. I have a wonderful clip called There's No Perfect Presidential Candidate. There's none. All I know is this dude ain't Hillary. Hillary Clinton, she clinched the nomination. She did that miraculously the night before the California primaries. What are the odds of that? What are the odds of that when like it's like the biggest state, the most delegates, everything's at risk. And she's like, no, no, bastards. We're not leaving this to chance. Somebody get the AP on line 5. Have them run that graphic we made a couple weeks ago. I went on. I love the internet. The graphic, the AP graphic for breaking news. Hillary clinched. That was made like a week before. They were like, breaking news. Hillary clinches. She got the extra votes from Puerto Rico or whatever. Yeah, they had that. They had in the hopper. And Hillary's like, release the hounds. We must stop Bernie before he gains any more strength. The force is strong with this one. You must end him. And that dumb, I don't know who's behind her campaign. But she wore a jacket that was worth like $16,000, and the bitch gave a speech on inequality. It's like a $12,000 jacket, and she's like, this isn't equal, this isn't fair. Hey honey, if you ever had a t-shirt from Target in your closet, that was the day to whip that fucker out. It's laughable. Okay, so she clinched. Bernie's mad, but as of this moment, he got called into the White House for some secret meeting with Obama. So that's going to be one of those, hey, what do you want, buddy, meetings. So it's going to be Hillary and Donald. So I'm going to keep supporting Donald. I'm sorry. I know I'm going to take a lot of grief about this. And you're not a true conservative. You're not a real Republican. You're not a real, like, I'm sorry. Somebody's going to have to show me the sign-up sheet again, where you have to check off all the little things. And they're like, Donald Trump's a liar, and he'll just say whatever you want to hear. Well, yeah, but you know what? It's the first time for him. Hillary's been lying for 30 years, right? I know she's going to screw me. I know she's going to screw me. There's still a chance Donald could kiss me and tuck me in. Anyway, okay, so Hillary's got the nomination. The AP's in the bag. Facebook. I still don't trust Facebook. I hate to be a conspiracy guy, but you know, they don't let the Republican stuff trend. They insert their own agenda into it. And that's not me being conspiracy. That's just a commonplace fact. That was so bad, even the mainstream media had to pick up on that. And then there was another one that came out today. You got to go to Twitter, Flipside Loftus. This is where you get all the breaking news. Go to the loftusparty.com. That's a great website. Go there. That's a good time. But like today, Andrew Apple turned me on to this. He's a big internet guy. He's a big YouTube guy. And there was there's a YouTube clip out. I am trying to find it now. I'm scrolling through. It's about Hillary Clinton and how they're manipulating Google, right? How crazy is that? The title of it on YouTube is literally, did Google manipulate search for Hillary? So here's what the guys at Google, it's from SourceFed. Go to SourceFed and look up, it's on YouTube, did Google manipulate search for Hillary? Here's the deal. If you want to look up Hillary Clinton, Google has it, so it's always going to take you to something good. You know, it fills in the little blank when you're like, is Hillary Clinton a criminal, or Hillary Clinton criminal, or Hillary Clinton crime? It'll take you to Hillary Clinton crumpets, or Hillary Clinton crime bill, some wonderful Hillary criminal crime stopper watch. So they did that, and this is an attempt, it's in the video, of manipulating voters and the way people think. So now it's crooked lying Facebook, and it's crooked lying Google, and shame on Google. I really like that company. I thought it was just a straight up algorithm. It's a super interesting clip. You got to see that. I'm going to put it up on the loftusparty.com tomorrow. That website's all about fun and stuff, but when I see something like my friends, I got friends who are like never Trump people, and they're like, "What'd you expect? What'd you expect?" They like shrug it off, like it's always gonna be bad. And I'm like, this is beyond bad. That's one of the things. I'm turning into the crazy conservative that I never wanted to do. It's not a conspiracy if it's true. That's the way I think. And don't send me your wacky letters. So, before we get on to the big debate show, I have to do one Michaeltopia because I don't think I'll have time at the end to do one. In Michaeltopia, people don't eat Brussels sprouts, okay? There's this thing going around right now where people are trying to pretend that Brussels sprouts are some kind of a good food. My neighbors cooked some this afternoon at like 3. And I tell you, it's going on midnight, and that is, I can still smell it. I tell you what, no one wants to eat a food that smells like hot garbage that's been dunked in piss, right? That's Brussels sprouts. There's no way to make them delicious. It's some hipster food. It's like the most hated of vegetables. So then some hipster with a man bun was like, you know what? I'm going to start liking them. I'm going to start eating them. Well, enjoy. I will never, a Brussels sprout shall never pass thine lips in Michaeltopia. Okay, so I did like a little David Letterman thing, right? Shaking the paper. So on California primary night, exciting night for me. I was invited to participate in this thing. It's the first time I've ever done it. It was called Stand Up and Debate. Here's what the idea was. They get a comedian from the right, me, and I would square off against a comedian from the left, Hal Sparks. You've seen Hal Sparks on Queer as Folk. You've seen him on Lab Rats on Disney, and we would square off and we would tell jokes about these subjects. The whole thing was moderated by a very, very funny comedian, Kira Saltanovich. Kira Saltanovich. She just got a game show on the Game Show Network. She's a very nice girl. Okay, so this is the first time that anyone's tried to do this. Now imagine, I gotta pat myself on the back for showing up. I gotta, because this thing was held down on Melrose Avenue. This is in the heart of Hollywood, people. This is hip deep in liberal country. But you know what? I have the courage of my convictions. I showed up. I thought I would be light. I thought it'd be funny. Wasn't thinking it was going to be a true debate. I thought it was going to be a comedy show. So know that going in. We were told about some of the issues we would be debating, and I thought I could do some bits and some funny things and make a point in a funny way. That was my mindset. Kira, who hosted this event, her job was to keep it moving. She was the moderator. Now, she was kind of pushing a little bit, pushing the comedy angle. I don't blame her. Kira, I love you. I ain't mad at you. We were doing a live show. Now on the left is Hal Sparks, and Hal Sparks did not disappoint. He brought the comedy. He's a funny guy. He's a good dude. He also brought that liberal, I gotta win no matter what. He's using the big words. He's getting out there. It's the classic. It's to me, it's like a boring little tactic. You'll use a huge word to try to make yourself sound smart. And then when the person across from you like makes that face like, what are you doing, the big word thing? And then they go, sorry, I use big words. I'm smart. I think he went to that well a couple times. The other well he goes to a lot. These are just like little fun things to listen for. Right out of the gate comes out that like Republicans, we're all hillbillies. Anybody who has a gun must be a hillbilly. So he gets big word score. He gets Republicans are hillbillies, gun-toting hillbillies. And the other thing is like, stick to the point. Like this was a show. I wanted to keep it moving. Kira, wait, you'll hear it. She definitely wants to keep it moving. That girl definitely wanted to keep it moving. And here's another thing to listen for. When she talks, most of the questions go to me and I get all the Donald Trump questions. That's a fun place to be. Thanks, Donald Trump. That like immediately I hope they made some references to his orange skin. I hope they made references to a fake tan. I wonder if they did. Oh, I don't know. A million times. So we had a debate. It was a lot of fun. I'm like the only conservative down there. And it was a good time. And you know what? Here's the thing. I would do it again. I would do it again in a heartbeat. So here it is. Here are some highlights from Stand Up and Debate, recorded live at the Parlor on Melrose Avenue, June 7th at 9 o'clock, election night in California. Engineer, let her roll.
I'm already sweating, and that's because I am an immigrant, so we'll talk about that later.
Are you an immigrant? Aren't we all?
Aren't we? I'm more.
Aren't we all
No,
immigrants?
But I'm more so.
No.
No.
Not all immigrants.
Not all. Oh, you're...
I'm half Tahitian Indian, so...
All right, settle down.
Point me.
Relax.
Right away. All right.
All right, we'll let you get back to your casino right when we're done with this. You guys, we're going to get started immediately because we have a lot to get through. But first, some opening remarks. Some opening remarks, how your people have been persecuted the most.
So I get to start?
So you get to start.
I get to go last.
Opening remarks, just talking about why you are a sexy liberal. Let's start with that.
Well, the first word's obvious to anyone. But the second one is, I guess... if anything, I come from a liberal and democratic approach because I feel like the Democratic Party in its current form and liberals and progressives treat the country like they own the mortgage and they want to stay there for a long time. Whereas I feel like the GOP over the last 30, 40 years has treated it like an apartment dweller. Like they just want to fuck it up enough, but not so much that they wouldn't get their security deposit back and then they could move to the Caymans where the real cool people live. And it becomes like a white meritocracy illusion that most of them, quite frankly, wouldn't actually survive if that indeed did exist. And so I think the bifurcation of Ayn Rand and Jesus Christ on the right has made me kind of eyeball them from the left in many ways. And as a liberal, I just believe in... I like the United States part of America.
Okay, Hal Sparks, there were too many things there for people to Google to know what the fuck you just said.
Get used to that.
So, Michael Loftus.
Listening to me is a meritocracy.
All I got out of that was something, something GOP. Poor people are like a roommate on Craigslist that won't leave. What would you like to say? What's your opening remark, young man? Sorry, man.
Man, yeah, yeah. I'm representing the right tonight.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm representing conservatives.
Okay.
I'm representing what I believe was what the founding fathers wanted.
Sure.
And I'm all about states' rights.
Yep.
I'm all about individual liberty and freedom. And I don't think the federal government has all the answers. They just don't.
They just don't.
Thank you very much. I think that their hearts are in the right place, but usually their hands go into people's wallets.
And
that
sometimes
never...
gay boys in the bathrooms. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Well,
go
if
ahead.
You know the secret toe tap,
yes.
If I would have known there was a toe tap, I would have been in there, like, ding, 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 ding.
I mean,
come on, free hummers in a bathroom.
It's very offensive. Hal is a Native American. All right, those were wonderful opening statements. Now we know where everybody stands. Do you guys want to vote in where you guys stand? Anybody here want to flip their cards? Right, like room service or I'm sleeping in?
You want the part facing out that you agree with.
Yeah,
just
not,
to clarify.
Not looking at.
The one, don't look at it yourself. Don't be self-involved and go,
this guy's,
yes, I believe in, oh.
This guy's on the fence.
That's right.
Are you guys ready to stand up and debate? Yes?
Yes.
The crowd is ready. Okay, fantastic. I'm going to choose some topics right now, general topics. I will pose questions to both of our comedians. They can answer, then they'll have a couple minutes, and then there's a rebuttal, or I just tell everybody they're wrong, and we move on. It's up to me, really, right? It's up to me. I'm the Megyn Kelly of this evening, meaning I'm not wearing underwear either. Okay, let's start off with something that's very important. Environment. Yes, gentlemen, we all agree environment is important.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Okay, so this is for either of you. When it comes to the environment, which side are you on? Children or gorillas? Michael.
I felt horrible for that gorilla.
Yes.
That is the ultimate, like, talk about wrong place, wrong time.
How about just being in a zoo?
Right, that sucks right there.
Yeah.
And then somebody throws a little kid in with him, and he's like, oh, I guess I'll pick it up and dust him off.
Everything else they throw in there he's supposed to eat or play with. This thing's all brightly colored, pink. And he can't touch it?
You both are parents, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, parents. I'm a parent as well. Honestly, tell me honestly, your kid falls into a gorilla enclosure.
I'm going to stop you right there. That doesn't happen. Yeah. Because I love my kid.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Right?
Okay, but you have two kids, and you can't possibly love both of them.
Oh, it's a Sophie's Choice thing. Like, you're on a train. One of them goes to Auschwitz. The other one gets chucked into a gorilla pit at the Ohio Zoo.
The one that you love a little bit less falls in accidentally. Do you jump in after your kid?
Of course.
I would.
I
would have to go in after the kid.
Who the fuck is the crack shot they brought in? Some dude from the parking lot who's like, I was on my way to NASCAR to kill my ex-girlfriend. But y'all got a gorilla to shoot? All right.
That wasn't an environment question, but I just kind of
You wanted climate
to
change.
Good to get it in there.
I kind of wanted to touch upon it.
Climate change.
I did bring up that I'm an immigrant. Any other immigrants? Mm-mm. No, there's one immigrant. Where are you from, sir? Where are you from? Don't say Canada.
Canada.
Oh, fuck you, Canada.
Canada.
See, he's sitting here drinking beer at a table that could have gone to an American.
That's a table. That's a table an American didn't want.
That's right.
Canadians drink the beer that Americans don't want.
Did you have a question?
He's overstaying his drinking visa.
You have what? Your mother was an immigrant. Mm-hmm. So you're an anchor baby? Is that what you're saying? Mm-hmm. This, again, the reason we need stronger borders.
Yeah.
We won't have anchor
Hannes,
babies.
I know Hannes Finney. Very funny human being, a great comedian. Hannes, what country?
I know him very well, too. Relax. We all know Hannes!
I know.
So you get it. That's kind of like the tone of the evening. Let's just jump around here and fast forward to another little interesting tidbit.
So, Michael, let's say I have a cousin who is a white male teen. He's not Mexican, but he smokes and is lazy. Can we build a wall just around him? And I'm not talking about that guy. I know it seems like I am, but I'm not.
As long as a baby doesn't fall in the enclosure, I think we'll
be okay. After the baby
I would go as long as it wasn't in Cincinnati.
That's right.
Yeah, well.
Which is populated by hillbillies, I guess.
Yeah, all the hip, well, they're on the Kentucky border, so they all come over from Covington. It's Columbus that has all the hipsters. You know, they're all there. And Louisville.
If we get rid of all of the Mexicans, then how will most of L.A. that eats paleo, organic, microbiotic, vegan, how will they survive? Who will pick their radicchio? Is that how you say that lettuce?
Radicchio, yeah.
Hal Sparks, who will pick them?
People from the flyover states.
So back to Cincinnati.
People from Midwestern farm folk who used to have a fairly regular shot at having agricultural before you had big agribusiness,
right?
Knocking every individual farmer out and bringing in without visas, without e-verify, without immigration check. Doing all the farming, claiming they're all migrant workers, they're only there temporarily, but magically they're temporarily up in South Dakota. They like walked.
Can I tell
from
you
Mexico
what the correct
to
answer
South
is?
Dakota to pick some, you know,
the correct
artichokes.
Answer is that Canadian right there. That right. was the correct answer we were looking for.
Okay, Kira, we get it. You're funny. You're very funny. Can I talk now, please?
So do you think Trump would be in favor of Obamacare if it filled in the untan parts around his eyes? If that was a procedure, do you think Trump would be in favor of that? Michael Loftus, to you.
I still think he would be against it because he could find his own private makeup person that might cost a little bit more. Because when you get the Obamacare makeup person, it's really going to be bad.
Because the health care.
I don't think he would notice. I think he would like it if you named it after him. I think if literally he became president and you named Obamacare Trump Care, he wouldn't change a fucking thing. He wouldn't read it. He wouldn't know what it was. It has his name on it. He wouldn't set foot in it. He would occasionally, though, make sure all the black people were removed if he came to visit.
Well, or he could just give the black people his orange makeup that he uses, and then boom,
right.
everyone's
they would,
orange.
They would all look like they were in some sort of Scottish minstrel show.
Any rebuttal with that about Obamacare?
Obamacare?
Yes.
Obamacare, this is going to be fun. We haven't begun to have the fun with Obamacare that's coming down the pike.
We haven't?
No.
Ooh.
No. This wonderful piece of legislation that was passed in the middle of the night that is going to boil down to this. You have to buy health care or you're going to get penalized. Ta-da! That's Obamacare. Now, that's really going to kick in next year. We're starting to see the results of it now
yep.
in Colorado, where premiums are going way through the fucking roof. So, truly, the great joke of Obamacare is, here's what it is. You have to buy health care or you're in trouble. I wonder why the insurance companies were so happy with it.
Now, through the roof, you mean that's the name of some weed in Colorado.
Right.
Yes.
Through the roof.
I will say,
killer
as,
bud.
As I'm fairly certain, and we could do a show of hands. I'm fairly certain. Raise your hand if you've read the entire bill. Obamacare. Okay, great. So there's two of
Wait
us.
Wait a
here.
Minute. How many thousands of pages?
About 3,300 pages.
I read it 140 is, characters it is, about it. Is, it.
Yeah,
does that count?
It is. Yes. That you welcome. You are soundly in the American field about that. 3,300 pages. Now, keep in mind, one of the big complaints about the Obamacare bill, the Affordable Care Act, was its size and the voluminous number of pages. There are 330 million people in this country with almost as many different diseases or combinations of diseases to experience over the course of their life. There are bifurcations in gender that different health effects attack different genders and different age groups. That's why a bill dealing with healthcare has to be that fucking thick. Because there's 330 million people and we're a democracy. It
and
has
they're all
to address.
Trying to be actors in LA, by the way.
Right. But here's what I will say. One of the you just watch warnings about Obamacare I kind of feel the same way I felt about the 2012 warnings. You know, we kept hearing, Nibiru, the 12th planet is moving in, 2012, the Mayans, a group of people who disappeared thousands of years ago by their own hand, decided the world was going to end this week and you better watch out. And then in 2013, well, we're off by 4 years. The problem keeps getting pushed, the fear gets getting pushed. The reality is, before Obamacare, the biggest reason for bankruptcies in the United States was medical bills. That's gone. You don't have a choice now not to have health coverage because nobody has a choice about whether or not they're going to get sick in their life.
Well,
period.
Then why does it burn when I pee? Why, Hal Sparks?
Okay, so it's a little muddled, but hey, we're struggling through. Let's pick it up a little farther down the road.
You guys are both millionaires, right?
You bet.
Okay,
yeah.
You're
I actually play one on television.
Fantastic. Donald Trump wants to simplify the tax code and reduce the amount of deductions individuals and companies take across the tax code board. By reducing the deductions, isn't he essentially raising taxes? Michael Loftus!
No.
Okay, rebuttal.
Woo! That was a close one.
Yeah, really. What he's
wait, hold on, Michael Loftus.
By eliminating deductions.
Right.
I don't know what specific deductions are in his proposals, but yeah, I would have to say if you eliminate deductions, that would be more tax you would have to pay. So yeah, I guess technically you're raising taxes.
Yeah.
And
he wants to raise taxes.
I don't know how I sleep.
How
at night.
Do you?
Okay.
Mr. Sparks?
Yeah. If you
two
really
minutes,
if you really
Hal,
look through
minutes.
Yeah. If,
1
this,
minute.
Oh,
Hal.
This is easy. If you really look through Trump's tax plan, which isn't really his, it's a bifurcation of the Heritage Club and Heritage Foundation and a little bit of Steve Forbes thrown in for good measure. It's a lowering the capital gains tax so people who already have money get to keep more of it.
I didn't realize we were going to talk about the entire tax policy.
Yeah. Who do you guys...
I'm all in favor of Donald Trump's tax policy of closing some of the loopholes that, like, the mortgage bankers, the stock guys get. Who we all know that those guys just sit around.
The earned interest tax credit is what people who own a house write off on their taxes based on the amount of tax they pay, the interest that they pay on their home loan every year.
Right, but I know, but he also plans to close up a lot of the loopholes in Wall Street and get a lot of the corporations to actually pay taxes.
Then in that difference, would be he has zero difference with Hillary's tax plan then. That part is difference.
Under Obama, GE didn't pay a dime. Under Obama, Coors got a tax refund.
Sure.
So I think we should...
That shows how little the president actually has control over the tax code. Who runs the Congress?
Coors has to build those railroad tracks. I want to talk about oxymorons.
I thought you were going to say OxyContin. You want to talk about what's ailing the poor.
Also, on Obamacare, much more expensive. an oxymoron is what I would call... a liberal redneck, a black Republican. Why do people vote against their own self-interests? Why are there oxymorons? You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Why are there oxymorons?
Why are there these morons?
A long time ago, somebody got high.
No, but why... But why do people vote against their own interests? For example, poor people.
Why do they keep? Why do poor people keep voting for Democrats?
No,
and
they
thinking
don't.
Something will happen.
No, they vote for Republicans.
Oh yes.
Because one day they
Chicago and Detroit.
You're talking about the black poor people.
Black poor people is a different poor people.
Yeah, most of the poor people in the country are white, and most of those poor people vote Republican.
Why does that happen, Hal Sparks? How do we get?
I think there's
black Republicans.
Well, there are actually black Republicans. I there are gay Republicans. I think they're kind of deluded and have psychological problems. I don't know. I wouldn't attribute them and their decisions to the race or group that they belong to or their sexuality. I will say that poor white people in the South, because I grew up in Kentucky, tend to vote on almost a team-like basis. So if dad was a Republican, they'll be a Republican, and that's how it went. And after the Civil Rights Movement, the party switched sides. They effectively switched labels. They're the same people. Dixiecrats are now modern Republicans. Same people, same family structure. They all vote now. They used to vote D all the time until the mix of the Ku Klux Klan and all that stuff screwed it up for everybody, and now they vote R all the time.
Which side would do more for the poor, Michael Loftus?
Hands down, the Republicans do more for the poor.
How so?
How so? And this... It is an interesting statistic.
Okay.
That capitalism and entrepreneurship has lifted 1 billion people out of poverty worldwide just since 1990. The old adage is true. If you give a man a fish, he'll eat for the day. Okay. If you teach a man to fish, he'll eat for the rest of his life.
But he has to pay for that fishing license, which is expensive.
Okay, first of all, 1 billion... okay, sorry.
Microloans do more. Small businesses do more. Capitalism. Haven't you ever done that thing where, like, some poor farmer in Bangladesh he doesn't want a care package. He just wants a fucking pig. So, hey, congratulations. You just bought... That is how you help people. Microloans. Capitalism. People can bank. They can own things. Sure. We've had a war on poverty in this country for 40 or 50, 60 years. Nothing is changing. But capitalism, you give somebody a small... You don't give them a small business. You allow them to thrive. You allow them to have a small business and work their way up. And boom, that'll be fantastic. And then they'll hire more people. And then those people have jobs. It's like magic.
Hal Sparks?
All right.
Do you believe in magic?
Well, first of all, we live in a capitalist country. Both the Republicans and the Democrats are running to, and you can even argue Sanders in sort of a side corner, but still running to operate and control and be president of a capitalist country. We're not arguing capitalism. We're arguing actually who does capitalism better. And if you look at the economic growth of the country under Democrats versus Republicans, Democrats win hands down. The other thing is, for as far as program, you can teach a man to fish and you can use entrepreneurial ideas when you're saying to an adult. We're all adults here. But it's the Democrats who came up with S-CHIP. It is not a child's problem that their parent is a fucking lazy asshole. And you can't use that as a hammer to go, kid, this is you're going to learn a valuable lesson to, you know, in your life. Your dad's a loser. Therefore, you're going to go hungry. Makes no sense. If your dad's a bum, you think like a bum. If your dad's rich, he thinks like he's rich. Unless you have food in your belly and a school to go to that gives you a different perspective and enough strength to actually think for yourself over time.
Well, what if you didn't know your dad?
Somebody did.
And it's a room full of liberals and lonely, lonely me.
With college, Bernie, who I believe the update, we can all talk about the update, right? America's Choice 2016. What is the update?
Clinton trounced him. Clinton, it looks like right now 63% to like 30 some odd. I don't know if it's even.
He won Montana. They get to go to college.
Which I think is the state where Cheney shot his friend. Wait, is that the state also where Scalia died? Didn't Scalia die in Montana? Texas. Okay, well,
yes.
What's the fucking difference?
It's the same thing. Same thing.
One's drier, right? Same kind of buildings,
college,
a lot of log cabins and liquor.
So talking about college, speaking of college, should we have free college? Should everybody go to college?
Absolutely not.
Again, why are you looking at me? I feel like
a lot of
these are...
Because you asked me a direct question.
I feel like you're directing these personally to me. Have you been reading my texts?
Certainly college shouldn't be free.
Why not?
Well, first, it to me...
It used to be.
College used to be free.
College, state colleges here in our state of California before Ronald Reagan came in and effed it up. Colleges were free.
I think a college degree is way overblown. I think for years and years and years we've been making fun of tradesmen, real quality, fantastic jobs. Who they're still hiring, by the way. They still need electricians. They still need plumbers and craftsmen. These are noble, noble, awesome professions. And everybody going to college and going, oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna get a degree in micro, nuclear, God knows what. That's wonderful.
Right.
I don't know how many of those jobs are available. I feel bad for these kids who get these giant student loans,
which is a
scam perpetrated on you by your own federal government. And they don't have the jobs to get to.
But
I think we got to celebrate the common man, the working man.
They have to go to college so they can learn how to start a new app.
Right? Actually,
there are 12-year-olds doing that.
On this.
Okay.
This is just a scary statistic.
Okay.
This is the fun-to-know fact. Since like the 1920s in America, they would poll second graders. Like, what do you want to be when you grow up? It'd always be like fireman, a doctor, a lawyer, a policeman, a president. That's always been like the same five answers, just in higher and descending orders. For the first time in our nation's history, just this last year, the number one response of what second graders want to be when they grow up, famous.
Well, we need more YouTube stars.
That's what we need.
We really do. We need content. Hal Sparks, would you like to have a 30-second rebuttal?
Yeah, sure.
Time is up. Moving on. All right. Go. Hurry. Well, I have to pee.
All right. I don't disagree on a tradesman. Again, this is not an argument about whether capitalism or some sort of like, I mean, the Democrats have been famously more pro-union, which is more about actual tradespeople working than the Republicans. They've been behind every union-busting movement in the entire country, which actually services the needs of the very people you want to educate to be IT and electricians and plumbers and work in factories and all the jobs that have disappeared along with the unions. The most important thing as far as college education, I think state colleges should be free, universities should be for pay. I think you should earn your way up because I do think people treat something seriously when they invest themselves into it or they say, I'm going to pay something down. It's a greater education.
Okay, let's vote. Vote.
But
please vote.
The loans should be easier to service and along the lines, it's easier to buy a motorcycle than to educate yourself as a lawyer pay for university because you're actually going to go up in an articulated field, and you got to pay. The professors have to be at a level that they've got to dedicate their lives to it, so they should deserve to get more because they put more work in long term to develop their masters and actually be functional teachers on that level. It makes total sense.
So
market beyond a certain limit.
So state colleges free.
Free.
Yep. If you
universities pay.
Pay right.
Northridge, right. Not a real college.
Not since the Quake.
It's a university.
Did you go to college?
Yes, I did.
Where did you go?
I went to the Ohio State University.
Ohio! Back to Ohio! Yes. God damn it, Ohio! What did you study?
Gorilla psychology.
Gorilla enclosures.
I was
primate
studying
psychology.
Zoo safety?
No.
And
no.
We determined that 3 feet was just the perfect size.
No. What did you study?
How could we have been so wrong?
I actually went there for theater.
Theater. A useless degree.
That's right.
That's why you feel like not everyone should go to college.
By the way,
that's right.
Theater degree for me as well.
That answer about famous is more indicative of where of America's value as far as a marketplace in the world, because we are the entertainers of the entire globe in many ways. And it is one of our biggest growth industries. As unsafe as it feels from the actor's standpoint, it is one of the safest industries to be in because you can't be replaced by a robot. Even a CG, to make a CG character takes 35 human beings as opposed to one actor doing the job.
Can we please bring the robot in to take Hal's place, please? Bring
what
the
makes
robot?
You think I'm not a robot? I'm insulted.
What makes you
as
think?
As a trans robot.
We're not in a parallel universe right now. We've all been here before. Okay, that was a little
as
too
a
deep.
Cyborg,
all right.
As a cyborg who carries half of his brain in his pocket that also has a really good camera.
So let me get this straight. You're Native American and cyborg. Right. Jesus Christ, Hal Sparks.
I am your past and your future.
What is your IMDb page like?
Is it like
okay,
moving
Cherokee
on.
2.0 or?
Speaking of jobs and actors who don't have them, Michael Loftus.
Yes.
If that is your real name.
It is.
It's not your stage name?
No, afraid
okay.
not.
All right. I didn't know if it was like Michael Rabinowitz or something. Do you think that government should be responsible for creating jobs? By the way, since Obama has been in office the last almost 8 years, 9.2 million jobs. Now, to be fair, 8 million of those were the job of racist. So, do you feel it's the government's responsibility, Michael Loftus,
the
to you?
The government cannot create a job.
Okay.
All
how do
the
you explain
9.2 all the government,
million?
How do they were around? They were awake when 9.2 million jobs happened.
Okay.
Last month, like 30 the, for the what was the last quarter was 35,000 jobs.
Right.
As a nation, 35,000 jobs. Here's a fun to know fact.
Okay.
For the first time in our nation's history, more businesses closed than opened. Yeah, that's a little sobering fact. And people look to the government. Why doesn't the government make more jobs? Why doesn't the government make... Because they can't. All they do is move money around. They collect taxes. They invent a bunch of crazy cuckoo stuff to spend your money on. And then we get a little tax return. It's a waste of money machine.
But
the federal government is so bloated, and then when people say, why doesn't the government make more jobs? Because they can't. They don't. Small businesses make jobs.
Wouldn't you
say? This bar makes jobs.
Yes, they'd have. He's doing this oldie time, wrap it up.
Yeah.
What I would like to make a rebuttal, may I please? The state of Colorado, by making marijuana legal, right, edibles, didn't they create jobs by making marijuana
No, what they did is they made it easy for entrepreneurs to open up shops.
Right.
So those capitalists said, you know what? I bet we can sell a lot of weed now that it's legal.
Okay.
So they jumped through all these
loopholes. Nobody calls it weed, so I'm going to disqualify everything you just said.
But no, the government got out of the way so that entrepreneurs could try to make some money.
Got
it. So Colorado didn't create shit. People did.
By the way, shit is a great... You get so wasted. If you get the shit.
Fucking hell.
Quick rebuttal, quick.
Stupidest argument I've ever heard.
How dare you?
And I hear it all the time. The government, saying the government doesn't create jobs is like saying dirt and pesticides have nothing to do with making plants grow. Seeds create plants. Of course they fucking do. But unless they have proper water and the dirt is clean and the bugs are kept off, they won't fucking grow. And a government protects the trees in its orchard, those businesses that grow in the country. It does, because I'll tell you why. Because if they weren't licensing bars, if they weren't licensing bars and saying, okay, you need to have certain structures going, you got to have a bathroom, you got to have like safety measures on your place, you wouldn't find out the stuff you were eating in a restaurant was poisonous until after you ended up in the hospital. And that's the libertarian philosophy. Like, just let somebody, if they want to run a restaurant out of their fucking house, we used to have that. And we also used to have an infant mortality rate of 42%. The reason you regulate stuff like that, and the reason government controls and helps adapt these things, and it's not always perfect at it, that's not the fucking point. But if somebody across the street could just open up a bar across the street from here, have none of the quality aspects of it, but it was too late to find out until you were already poisoned, every bar in the city would go out of business eventually. That's what we learned by having the Old West. That's what we learned by having shitty shanty towns and miners' towns where people died.
So wait a minute. You're arguing for government regulations. Yes. You're not talking about creating jobs.
But that's how they do it.
What's a job the government created?
That's what I'm saying. The government creating jobs is a stupid argument. Seeds create trees. The government's job is not to create those seeds.
Wait a minute. Well, back to marijuana, right? What? Seeds? I'm just trying to follow.
I'll tell you. Then, all right, here's how they create it.
The government,
then in this context,
they created the job
in this
regulator.
Context, the government creates every American job by protecting it legally and through regulation from other countries acting on our market. By protecting the intellectual rights and property of everything in... Okay, every time... Let me finish this thought. Every time a movie company... This is the one we can all adapt to.
Okay.
Every time a movie company sues somebody for pirating in another country, they use the legal structure of the United States paid for by the taxpayer. That's what does it. The arm of the federal government overseas is what actually acts on that. So you as a movie producer are protected, as every other taxpayer is, when you start your business, from it being stolen from you by the structure created around the thing. Without that protection, your job wouldn't exist, and therefore, that's how the government creates jobs.
So that sounds like government is the mafia?
No,
We'll protect you. If we don't protect you, you won't exist.
The United States as a federal system and as in a United States government is the dirt and the pesticide.
Okay.
That's how it creates jobs.
It's
not the fucking
like
seed. It never
was. It
smells
was. Like shit. I think it's what you're trying to say.
It's fertilizer.
Girls,
that's why it stinks, but you need it.
Girls, you're both pretty. I can leave anytime. You guys let me know. Let's move on to our next segment. Everybody ready to move on?
Yes.
Woo, that was a long segment. All right.
It's good, though.
Cut some of it down. Okay. This one's called What I Meant to Say Was... And I'm going to pose a question to you. For example, Donald Trump said this. Look at that face. Look at that face. Would you vote for that in regards to Carly Fiorina, which I agree with him. Come on, could you vote for her face? But what he meant to say was, Michael, what he meant to say was...
Oh, she has a dour expression most of the time.
Dour.
She seems a little upset a lot.
A little upset a lot.
Does America want to vote for someone who's that upset all the time?
Good point.
And he's a criminal for saying it. An absolute criminal.
Yeah.
And when the women of The View say it, they should be celebrated.
Exactly.
Right? When the women of The View make fun of Carly Fiorina's appearance, ha-ha, that's all wonderful. But when Donald Trump says it, no, 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 that's too far.
Well,
too far.
He's a rich white billionaire, and it's seen as punching down.
Yes, punching.
Which is a form of sexism towards her, because as if she can't take it. Which she obviously can, so.
Because obviously she's been punched down. Look at her face. I mean, she's been punched.
She did. Yeah.
Mr. Hal Sparks.
Yeah.
Hillary has said, you may have seen I recently launched a Snapchat account. I love it. I love it. Those messages disappear all by themselves. What she meant to say was,
I'm not letting Bill use this because of what it's originally built for.
He actually took it over last night.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see that?
No.
He's like, hey, it's Bill. I took over Hillary's Snapchat, and I, like, got off there right away.
I get enough dick pics on there, on my Snapchat, just because I was on Queer as Folk. I don't need any help at all. I just wipe them away. I don't know.
By
the
way, that's my, your Queer as Folk is my wallpaper on my phone. before the show, Hal and Michael wrote some questions out for each other. Would you guys like to hear them?
Yeah.
Yay! I will start with questions from Michael Loftus. All right, to Hal Sparks, you guys had 8 years with Obama. Can't you just give us one? What does that mean? 1 year? Just
like
1 year?
You've had like 8 years of an Obama president. That's, you guys have been in charge.
That's a great point.
Isn't it our turn now?
Can Trump just get flip 1 year? How about a trial? Right? Just a trial year.
Yeah.
Trump just gets one.
Like a three-month Netflix subscription.
Yes, exactly.
Here's the problem I have. They start charging your credit card when you forget to get rid of it. And that was exactly what would happen with Trump. You'd be like, fuck, I forgot to turn this off and I'm still paying for it.
I'm telling you.
But the content is so amazing, you wouldn't cancel.
That's right. The first two seasons of Magnum P.I. are gems that I wish I could see again.
This is a question for Mr. Michael Loftus from Hal Sparks. Why do all your gays hate gays so much?
That is a great question.
I think so.
And it's so predictable, it's almost like a joke. Whenever some guy, and especially if he has a southern accent, we've got to keep these homosexuals. You're like, okay. It's like, start the watch. Because that guy's sucking dick.
Yeah.
It's always like, methinks he doth protest too much.
Indeed.
And that is a great change that's currently happening right now with the conservative movement and the Republican Party. It's like, hey, there are log cabin Republicans. There are awesome gay Republicans. And listen, the original intent of the party is for personal liberty. It's life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I don't know when the Republican Party became synonymous with ending people's personal liberties.
Because of their actions over the last 35 years. I mean, that's really
just
it.
Just for the record,
they handed the reins over to people.
I think
when they ran Pat Robertson as a legit candidate and then folded in behind
that,
him.
Might be a problem.
That I would say it started right about then, and it continues to this day.
And we're going to continue with these questions. These are from the conservative side to our liberal. Mm-hmm. I know Ted Cruz was your guy. How are you staying strong tonight?
You know Ted Cruz was my guy? Yeah, you know what? I have to say early on, I was rooting for Cruz.
Why?
To be the Republican nominee.
I didn't
want to be. You know, I'm not going to vote for him. He's a maniac.
Okay.
But he exemplifies the self-hating religious right, probably related to the earlier question, if you really ask. That Ted Cruz is that hyper-religious right, overly religious, like almost authoritarian in their religious application. That I thought he would be a great person to, for lack of a better phrase, crucify during an election
Nicely done. The
issue. You know what I mean?
Nicely
like, let's
done.
Really hold up what those people are like and watch them.
He would have lasted about 10 seconds on stage.
Right.
It was like, if the Republicans...
Before he started preaching.
If the Democrats have a great big book of how to beat a cheesy Republican candidate...
He was,
page one, Ted Cruz.
Oh, man.
I think Ted Cruz would last 10 seconds off stage too. Right, ladies? Right, ladies? And some guys in here...
I will say the irony of Ted...
I'm going to take control of this goddamn show!
Is that his last name, Cruz, would have made all the Republicans not vote for him because he sounds too Mexican.
Mr. Loftus, why wouldn't a mandatory transvaginal ultrasound... Ooh, someone's been reading my diary. Create legal precedence... for the government to put RFID chips in all Americans. I mean,
what?
I
explain to me why.
Okay.
mandatory transvaginal ultrasounds that the government forces you to have if you're going to have an abortion wouldn't create a legal precedent for them to put RFID chips in everyone, which seems to be the big fear on the right.
But not everyone has a vagina.
Huh? But who?
All right, we're moving on. Next question. I'm going to take over now. Next question. How much does it pay to protest a Trump speech? $50. That's what they paid me. Okay, next question.
Civic duty is priceless. And liberals don't actually have to be motivated by cash. There are actually reasons why you do stuff that benefit people.
All right, we're going to do
So you're saying San Jose was a benefit to humanity?
I'm saying a protest in general is an American tradition that deserves its credit.
Oh, I'm all for protest. Right. I'm looking for where's the outrage of people just being beaten up in the street.
I completely agree.
For supporting their candidate.
As a matter of fact, Ross. Yeah, as a matter of fact, Ross Story did a story that I put on Twitter and all that about not beating up or harassing or throwing things at Trump. And as a matter of fact. And related to that, Miley Yiannopoulos, who's a Breitbart guy, and he's a gay Republican.
I guess I would
call him a gay conservative. I think he says like 3 right things and 50 wrong, but that's my opinion of him, and I'm welcome to that, and he's welcome to have his opinion. At DePaul University, Black Lives Matter interrupted his speech, and one of them put their hand to his face and pushed him like that in a threat that if he got up and spoke, they would hit him even harder. I unequivocally say that is wrong and should never happen. And there is no excuse for it ever. That's it.
Woo-hoo.
All that need be said.
Last question.
By the way, his tour is called the Dangerous Faggot Tour. If you want to check it out.
Mr. Loftus.
Yes.
Mary Fuck Kill. Ayn Rand. Fred Phelps. Pat Robertson. I think we would fuck all of them.
Fred Phelps, who is...
He was the Westboro Baptist Church. One that recently passed away.
Oh,
man. Can it be fuck, kill, kill?
Yes.
Nope. No, those are all heroes on your side.
All right. I'm going to marry Pat Robertson.
Yeah, you would.
I'm going to bang Ayn Rand.
Yeah.
And Fred Phelps, he's got to die.
Yeah. He's already dead.
That's the only way. That's the only way to answer that question.
Let him hear it, you guys.
And by the way,
for that round, let him hear it. Let him hear it for that round. Yay! You know, moving on.
For the record, Ayn Rand was into some dirty, kinky shit. So you made a good choice there.
We only have 17 more categories to go, guys. Okay. Where would you like to go next? Lightning round? I think so. Lightning round is the last
round.
All
right.
Yay! I'm gonna say just words, like I have been all night. And you're going to give me first thing that pops into your mind.
Okay.
Okay?
Is this like word association? Like you say one word, I say one word?
Yes.
Or my thoughts on it?
Okay.
All right.
Whichever one you want. It's the lightning round. This is for all the money that you haven't been winning. No one's been winning. There's no money.
All my money's going to charity. I don't know why Hal decided to keep his.
Because I live in a capitalist country. I'm not running to...
Okay, you live Michael Loftus,
president of a socialist
round,
country.
Lightning means quickly. Lightning round. And Michael, ready? Begin. Too big to fail.
Never.
Saudi Arabia.
Enemy.
Transgender bathrooms.
Let's go.
Fracking.
Go frack yourself.
Kim Jong-un.
Is not as cool as his dad.
It's so hard to fill those feet.
And his dad is cold dead.
The Dream Act.
Keep on dreaming.
Putin. Sorry, I spit a little.
You can't say it without it.
You can't,
that's proper.
Yeah.
She's an immigrant.
Putin.
Bear wrestling.
Yeah, nipples. Syria.
Quagmire.
I don't know what that means. Benghazi?
Scandal. Scandal! Scandal!
Sanctuary City.
San Francisco, open your golden gates.
Doma.
Doma.
Defense of Marriage Act.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought there was.
Gay people.
I thought it was. There was another few syllables coming.
Don't,
like domo, arigato, Mr. I swear to God, I was waiting for a six bit.
Doma.
Fantastic. Just don't do it in a church.
As someone who did it in a church once, I take great offense to that, and I don't mean gay marriage.
As someone who bursts into flames when I go into a church, I take offense to that.
Where did you immigrate from?
Flat tax!
Hurts poor people.
Aw, poor people. Citizens United.
Meh.
All right.
Meh.
Obama.
Cares.
Obama.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow, he called him a boy. Racist.
Triggering. The triggering has occurred.
Speaking of trigger warning, guns,
uh-huh.
Gun control.
It means hitting your kid or your brother or yourself, apparently.
I don't know what...
They used to say gun control means hitting your target. Most of the time, statistically, gun control means hitting yourself.
Got it. Hillary.
Criminal.
Hillary.
The next president of the United States.
All right, everybody on that. Let him hear it. Our two comedians did a fine job.
So that's what that was. And it was a lot of fun. And like I said at the top of the show, I would do it again. I would love to do it again. That was our crazy reverse podcast. We did the Michaeltopia up front. We did the news up front. And now we're closing with this. Thanks for listening. Go to iTunes. Hook me up with a couple stars. 7, 9, 12, whatever you feel like doing. Go to the YouTube channel. Actually, do yourself a favor. TheLoftusParty.com. That's all you really need. TheLoftusParty.com. Until next week, enjoy yourselves, America. Smile. We're right here.